RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla attended 2016 National Trust Day. DPR member affirmed OIC must defend Palestinian sovereignty. Now the news in detail. Vice President Yusuf Kalla attended the 2016 National Trust Day held at the Slaves Convention Center, Makassar, South Sulawesi on Saturday. On the occasion, he witnessed the signing of a joint agreement and the launch of integrated trust ban along with a village of small medium digital empowerment done by Minister of Environment and Minister of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also signed the cover of the National Trust Care Day stamp 2016. Until now, there are 205 trust banks which have garbage permit or micro and small business from the sub-district head. The permit allows the owners to sell and buy the trust and can obtain business people's credit facilities. Makassar is the only city in Indonesia which has regulations on governing the price of garbage by sorting four types of waste such as plastic, paper, metal, and bottle or glass. Vice Chairman of Cooperative Agency of the House of Representatives DPR, Ropi Munawar, urged Indonesian government to encourage member countries of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, to defend the sovereignty of Palestine as an independent state. This was stated by Ropi in a press release in Jakarta on Saturday, responding to the implementation of Extraordinary Summit of OIC to take place in Jakarta on 6 until 7 March 2016. Prosperous Justice Party PKS is hoping that OIC summit may provide a solution to resolve the Palestinian issue more comprehensively and strategically. Ropi Munawar also added that it is timely for the OIC members to be able to develop network to strengthen solidarity and common commitment continuously and to fight for Palestinian sovereignty in international forums, since Palestinian problem is not just human matter but also the struggle for the values of humanity against colonialism in the world. President Joko Widodo has stated that Indonesia still has chance to raise its tax ratio, which currently stands at 11% of the national gross domestic product GDP. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo admitted that Indonesia's tax ratio is still very low, so there is still chance to raise it. The tax ratio can be raised by increasing state revenue from individual income tax, corporate income tax, and value-added tax. He also hopes that state revenues from tax received and non-tax received will continue. President Joko Widodo filed the 2015 personal income tax return formed via online. Indonesian government has issued two policies which are expected to increase the improvement of industry and airplane maintenance, repair and overhaul (MRO). This was stated by Minister of Industry Saleh Hussein while visiting the repairment facility of Garuda Maintenance Facility (GMF) in Tangerang, Banten on Friday. He also said that with the two policies, the government will free an entry of 21 tariff posts for airplane components. By the release of the two policies, the aerospace industry will become efficient and competitive. Thus, Minister Saleh Hussein said that national MRO will be more competitive and be ready to face business in ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian government is aiming to raise the proportion of processed goods export from 39.5% to 50% of non-oil and gas export this year in a bid to prevent the trade deficit from widening. As quoted by Jakarta Post National Development Planning Agency Bappenas Director Amalia Adiningar Widyasanti said there are three main programs to be launched to increase processed goods export: integrating central and regional programs, boosting supply and demand, and increasing promotion. Regarding the integration of central and regional development, she explained the government would develop regions based on their competitive products. Kalimantan, for instance, would have more smelters to boost the production of refined mining products. Indonesian government is gearing up for 2016 National Polio Immunization Week, a nationwide campaign on polio awareness, as the country's citizens are still at risk of contracting polio from Pakistan and Afghanistan, the only two countries in the world to still have polio virus. As part of the campaign, the health minister has planned to deliver polio vaccines to 95% of children aged 5 years old and under during the National Immunization Week, which is to start on March 8 and last until March 15. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Minister Director General for Disease Control and Environmental Health, Muhammad Subu, said this is a part of Indonesian surveillance effort as well as to strengthen the immunization that the minister has been conducting. He also said that the ministry is doing everything it can about the possibility of the emergence of new cases of polio. The last item, the anti-terrorism law 2003 needs to be revised. In turn, this makes the state apparatus easy to counter terrorism action which distract the national security and stability of Indonesia. Indonesian Defense Minister Riamisa Rachudian dialogue with media at the Balai Media Round of Defense Minister in Jakarta on Friday hopes that the draft bill of anti-terrorism revision is not only to press the deadly action from terrorists but also to change their understanding of own religion through the deradicalization program.
Menghadapi radikalisme ini kan perlu keseriusan. Kita lihat.
Facing radicalization needs a seriousness. Let's see that there is a revision of law. That's important, but it's not significant. Why? The law is to make the Indonesian military easy to be involved and the Indonesian police can detain the terrorists longer. But radicalism is not certain. They think that committing suicide can come to the paradise. So we need to change their understanding through the radicalization. It is a job. Indonesian Defense Minister Mr. Rachudi also pointed out that the way how to deter and prevent the people not to be influenced with the misleading understanding is by engaging communities in villages. It is by giving explanation that killing and hurting other people are the actions which break the constitution and religion law. Even he said that by approaching to the people in villages, this will deter the terrorist movement. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in the press review, compiled from various newspapers published in Jakarta. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper. In its editorial on Thursday, March the 3rd, it writes, "Cooperative to face free markets." Village cooperatives are now not functioning well, so they do not have strong bargaining power, especially when the rice farmers have to deal with middlemen and big investors. Currently, only about 150 village cooperatives in 17 provinces are considered active and reliable. This number is too small to build a network of effective competition on the investment which has come into villages, including loan sharks and big companies. Since last year, the government has tried to increase food production, especially rice, while raising the welfare of the farmers and keep prices at consumer level to suppress the high prices. To that end, the Ministry of Agriculture has been trying to cut the chain of the trade system by forming a new market structure. The trick is by producing rice throughout the year in order to avoid scarcity of rice that enables traders to keep their rice and raise the prices. The Ministry of Agriculture has also subsidized farmers in the form of grain processing equipment and means of transportation in order to produce rice at competitive prices.
According to Compass, in facing the free market, it is more relevant that cooperatives increase the bargaining power of the farmers in line with their mutual assistance characteristics, gathering the small ones with the type and scale of business in accordance with the member needs. The founders of this nation has reminded that cooperatives is the pillar of the economy that fits with the spirit of mutual aid in Indonesian society. What necessary, according to Compass, is the government consent in developing the cooperatives. The next review is of Republican newspaper, which in an editorial on Friday, March the 4th, which writes, "Disaster Education." An earthquake measuring 7.8 on the Richter scale that shook the Indian Ocean was felt strongly in the region of West Sumatra on Wednesday, March the 2nd night. In fact, the distance of the epicenter and West Sumatra is about 800 kilometers. Meteorology and Geophysics Agency had issued a tsunami warning, but an hour later, the warning was lifted. The earthquake, which is strong at category, had caused panic among the people on the coast of Sumatra. Head of Data and Public Relations of the National Disaster Management Agency, Sutopo, said that the quake occurred in a subduction zone that could potentially cause a tsunami. Based on numerous studies, there is still some large earthquakes energy in the Mentawai Islands. It means 157 million people are threatened by the potential dangers. And the problem is, have they already prepared to execute the operation if the danger is coming? Admittedly, socialization and anticipation of earthquakes' dangers have been conducted by the central and local governments. However, Sutopo reminded that the memory of most people in Indonesia is so short that they will easily forget the things like this. Hence, according to Republika, the importance of sustainable disaster education is needed. The last review is from Tempo newspaper, which is in its editorial on Friday, March the 4th, writes, "Sanctions for SMS cartel." The verdict of the Supreme Court punishing 6 mobile phone operators is good news for the consumers' protection efforts. Over the years, Business Competition Supervisory Commission had tried to bring Roach businessmen to court but mostly failed. The victory this time does not only belong to the commission, but also the consumer. The Supreme Court last Monday decided a fine of 77 billion rupiah to 6 mobile operators guilty of SMS price fixing cartel in the 2004 to 2007 period. The verdict endorsed the ruling of the Competition Commission watchdog in 2008, which had been ruled out by the Central Jakarta District Court. The sanction was actually very light. The Supreme Court was supposed to punish more heavily, considering the cost to consumers, which is large enough. According to the Commission, consumer loss due to the SMS cartel practices reaches 2.87 trillion rupiah. In addition, the fine is nothing compared to the revenues of the mobile operators. According to Tempo newspaper, the guilty verdict of the Supreme Court could become ammunition for the consumers to demand compensation for those who have been deprived of their rights by the mobile operators. The Supreme Court verdict can be used as evidence for a class action lawsuit in court, which provides a deterrent effect for unscrupulous businessmen. Listener, that was this week's press review.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History, over the radio service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We begin Today in History with President Sukarno disbanded House of Representatives, or DPR, of the 1955 general election and replaced it with the DPR Gotong Royong, or Mutual Assistance, in 1960. On March 5, 1960, House of Representatives, resulting from the first election in 1955, was disbanded by President Sukarno for rejecting the state budget proposed by the government. Shortly after, the president replaced it with the DPR Gotong Royong, or House of Representatives Mutual Assistance.
all DPR Gotong Royong members appointed by the president represented each group and were inaugurated on June 25, 1960. During the inauguration, President Sukarno said that the duty of the DPR Gotong Royong was to implement political manifesto, to realize people's mandate, and to carry out the guided democracy. The next event was on March 5, 1966. Boeing 707 hit Mount Fuji in Japan, killing 124. Aircraft belonging to the British Overseas Airways Corporation fell into the forest of Mount Fuji's hill 25 minutes after taking off from Tokyo Airport. Based on investigation, the Boeing 707 had been fuming since the takeoff, losing balance and parts of the aircraft scattered. This was the third plane incident in the area. In early February, Japanese Boeing 727 fell in Tokyo Bay and killed 133 people. Less than 24 hours, a DC-8 aircraft of Canadian Pacific Airlines crashed at the runway during its landing in Tokyo. 64 people died in the incident. We end today in history with an event in 1970. Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty was applied. Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, an international treaty to limit nuclear weapon ownership, was signed on July 1, 1968. This treaty was initiated by Ireland and was signed for the first time by Finland. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty began in effect on March 5, 1970, after being ratified by Britain, Soviet Union, United States, and 40 other countries. On May 11, 1995, in New York, more than 170 countries agreed to continue the treaty without a time limit and condition. The treaty has three main points, namely non-proliferation, disarmament, and right to use nuclear technology for peace. Listener, that was the day in history.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Focus, daily news and events.
This is Sarah Reward Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's edition is on Indonesia-UK Explore Maritime Monitoring Technology Cooperation. Stay tuned. The administration of President Joko Widodo is determined to make Indonesia as a maritime country which is independent, advanced, and powerful based on national interest. Therefore, the National Maritime Program has become the government priority. This requires satellite technology for monitoring the utilization and potential of the sea. To that end, the Indonesian government is now exploring cooperation with the United Kingdom, especially to prevent illegal fishing. Indonesia considers British technology can be applied in Indonesia because of the UK geographical characteristics, which is similar to Indonesia. Both countries have signed a memorandum of understanding but did not specify a target date of technical cooperation. However, related to that, last Tuesday, March the 1st, the Indonesian National Aeronautics and Space Agency, LAPAN, the British Embassy and the British Space Agency, UKSA, organized a workshop on UK maritime satellite applications in Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Space Agency head Professor Dr. Thomas Jamaluddin explained this workshop aims at exchanging information and sharing experiences in order to create capacity of the space agency in the field of satellite technology. In this workshop, LAPAN also presented the result of research development and microsatellite program. Professor Thomas also submitted a plan for the development of satellite technology for communication. Meanwhile, the British ambassador to Indonesia, Muazzam Malik, said that the workshop was necessary because cooperation in space is vital for the future of Indonesia. This is because Indonesia, as a maritime country, has vast territorial waters, so it needs to take advantage of satellite technology for sustainable development. This technology is used in an effort to conserve natural resources in the sea and the environment. In addition, it also to monitor forest fires and maintain the territorial borders of Indonesia. Workshop participants, consisting of 80 people of relevant agencies from both Indonesia and the UK, including 7 Indonesian institutions, namely the Space Agency, the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime, Maritime Security Agency, and the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries. Meanwhile, representatives of the Institute of the British Space Agency, Chris Lee, said Britain has a lot of experience in the field of satellite technology, which uses synthetic aperture radar. The technology is compatible with Indonesian cloudy region. Britain has Novasar satellites that can operate day and night in all weather conditions. Chris Lee added, the satellite is able to provide Earth observation data for the management of the environment. Well, that was Focus today on Indonesia-UK Explore Maritime Monitoring Technology Cooperation. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here are some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta today on Saturday, March 5th, 2016. Well, let's start highlighting Kompas newspaper. In its headline, Kompas writes, "The bail out poultry business reaches 450 trillion rupiah. The Chairman of Competition Supervisory Commission, M. Sarkawi Rauf, said that the poultry business volume from upstream to downstream reaches 450 trillion rupiah per year. The value of business is very lucrative for business people to conduct cartels and monopolies. Evidently, the condition of national poultry business in the past 5 years since 2009 until now has changed totally the proportion. Prior to 2009, the portion of people's poultry business was 80%, while the companies reached only 20%. In its headlines, Indo newspaper writes, police chief disappointed with deponering. The decision taken by Attorney General and Prasetyo deponering or to rule out the cases that involved Abraham Samad and Bambang Wijoyanto continues to be questioned by the public. Deponering seems not only to be forced but also to be disruptive against the nature of law enforcement. Indonesian National Police, Polri, and Parliament deplore this decision. National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti reminds that no one is above the law in this country. Those who are suspected of committing a criminal offense must be proven in court until he or she is proven guilty or not guilty. Well, we come to an end with Republika newspaper. In its headline, Republika writes, the NI police tightening security ahead of the extraordinary OIC summit. Extraordinary summit of Organizational Islamic Cooperation OIC received special security. Thousands of troops and police personnel are deployed to secure the event, which will take place in Jakarta on Sunday until Monday. Spokesman of Indonesian Foreign Ministry Armanata Nasir said in Jakarta on Friday that all security is handed over to the military and headquarters of Polri. They have specific standards to safeguard for minister level, heads of state, and representatives. Listener, those were some headlines published today on March 5th, 2016. I'm here, Manar Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Vice President Yusuf Kalla attended the 2016 National Trans Day held at the Slabes Convention Center, Makassar, South Sulawesi on Saturday. Vice Chairman of Cooperation Agency of the House of Representatives DPR, Ropi Munawar, urged Indonesian government to encourage member countries of Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC to defend the sovereignty of Palestine as an independent state. President Joko Widodo has stated that Indonesia still has chance to raise its tax ratio, which currently stands at 11% of the national gross domestic product GDP. Indonesian government has issued two policies which are expected to increase the improvement of industrial and airplane maintenance, repair and overhaul (MRO). This was stated by Minister of Industry Salih Hussein when visiting the repairing facility of Garuda Maintenance Facility (GMF) in Tangerang, Banten on Friday. Indonesian government is aiming to raise the proportion of processed goods export from 39.5% to 50% of non-oil and gas export this year in a bid to prevent the trade deficit from widening. Indonesian government is gearing up for 2016 National Polio Immunization Week, a nationwide campaign on polio awareness as the country's citizens are still at risk at contracting polio from Pakistan and Afghanistan, the only two countries in the world to still have polio virus. The anti-terrorism law 2003 needs to be revised. In turn, this makes the state apparatus easy to counter terrorism action which distract the national security and stability of Indonesia. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequency of 95.25 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Tulung Agung in East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Tulung Agung is known not only with marble but also beautiful beaches. One of them is Popoh Beach. Popoh Beach is located at Besuki Subdistrict, Tulung Agung, East Java Province. The beach is the main tourism object of Tulung Agung. The distance of the beach from Tulung Agung City is around 30 kilometers and takes around 1 hour. Listeners, Popoh Beach, which has amazing natural panorama, big wave, and green hill, can make you amazed to it. Not only that, you can climb the hill to see the beauty and the exoticism of Popoh Beach. To climb the hill, you must have good stamina, because you have to climb long stairs. If you want to come to the beach, we suggest you not to come in Suro or Muharram in Islamic calendar, because in this month, local people annually hold Labu Sembonyo ritual. Labu Sembonyo or Larung Sembonyo ritual is fishermen's gratitude on harvest of fish, and also to wish protection and safety, as well as good fortune in the next year. Listeners, if you are in Surabaya, East Java Province and want to enjoy the beauty of Popoh Beach, you can be through two routes, namely through Mojokerto or Malang City. If you are through Mojokerto, so you will be through Surabaya, Mojokerto, Jombang, Kertosono, and Kediri. From Kediri, you can take direction to Tulung Agung. Meanwhile, if you take Malang route from Surabaya, you will be through Sidoarjo, Malang, Kepanjen, Wlingi, Blitar. From Blitar, you can directly to go to Tulungagung. Access route to Papua Beach is paved, but it is winding one. Listeners, arriving at Papua Beach, you should taste typical food of the beach. Around the beach, there are many stalls with provide seafood. Most of the stalls still cook traditionally by using clay stove. At the beach, there are also stalls which sell Tulungagung typical souvenirs. When going home from Papua Beach, you will be through Campur Darat Sub-District. This region is a center of marble craftsmen in East Java. Here, you can buy interesting souvenirs which are made from the marble. And if you want to stay at night around the beach, there are a few hotels. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing Indonesia to be free from trash in 2020 with Clue. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Until now, the waste problem still haunts Indonesia. Moreover, according to the result of a research team led by Jenna Arjambek from the University of Georgia, Indonesia is ranked second in the world as a contributor to plastic garbage thrown into the sea. This has become one proof that Indonesia is facing a state of garbage emergency that must be solved together. Related to this, a social media-based application is supporting a movement on Indonesia free of trash in 2020. Clue is a social media application that makes it easy for users to inform the main issues of the environment and the important moments happening around them to the government, public, and other stakeholders. Users can report all kinds of problems that occur around the environment, such as sanitation problems, potholes, damaged roads, illegal street vendors, and others. In addition to sending complaints, users can also submit issues regarding the problems of the city in a special forum in this application. Furthermore, users can discuss among them on how to find solution to the problems that occur. Interestingly, the application is connected to a navigation service that allows users to view reports on problems occurred in Jakarta, such as the location of floods and traffic jams. Users can also make their own creation of image in accordance with their personality in this forum. In other words, this application can be called as a gathering place for the citizens of Jakarta to gripe about a problem that is happening around them. According to Muhammad Agung Prabowo, Clue Marketing Communication Executive, garbage problem has dominated public report in Jakarta in the data that has been withdrawn by the team. Clue is not just limited to social media, but has also cooperated with community, agency, corporate, and agencies that have a bold vision for change in the 2060s. For example, Clue has coordinated with the Ministry of Environment in regulations concerning garbage so they can be controlled. Related to the problem of garbage, Clue also is working with the community concerned about handling trash or the environment, such as bersihnyo or let's be clean, diet kantong plastik or plastic bag diet, Osoji Club, Gerakan Pemuda Peduli Sampah, Youth Movement of Waste Concern, and also joined the Indonesian Free of Trash in 2020 movement. Agung added that Clue has invited 2,300 participants to collaborate together with 40 communities. This application was launched in December 2014 and is already available in the App Store and Play Store. And now it has been downloaded by 300,000 users. Clue is targeting 200 million users this year. Well, that was Miss Leni today with the topic 2020 Indonesia will be free of trash with Clue. Until tomorrow with other interesting topic in the Miss Leni, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Mariati, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id or through RRI Play and RRI World Service mobile applications on your smartphones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Rini Wulandari, a girl born in Medan 28 April 1990, was a winner of singing competition in National Private Television in 2007. On the same year, she released her first album entitled Aku Tetap Milikmu. Due to her activity, she was vacuum in Indonesian music industry. In 2014, after she graduated from her college, Rini established her management and independently released a single entitled Oh Baby. Lucky, GP Records is interested in producing her second album. For our listeners, let's listen to a song entitled Oh Baby, sung by Rini Wulandari. Enjoy the song.
I got you, baby. I need. than you. In the dark, you are my light. I'll find my way back to you. In your arms, where I wanna be. Deep embrace, love the way you feel. I hate to wait, but you gotta leave. Hope that you are always here with me.
Listeners, Oh Baby is one of her single songs in her second album entitled Independent Girl, Part 1. This album was released in March 2014. Rini said that a lyric in this album is her life story and experience. In this album, she explored her vocal and became herself because R&B genre is her passion. Surprisingly, Oh Baby's song succeeded to penetrate international market. Not only that, the song is also parallel with song of Rita Ora and One Direction. Rini never expect that her song is played at Britain, the United States and Japan radios. She failed to have an opportunity to go internationally. One of her achievements is Female Singers of the Year in Indonesian Choice Award nominee. She also has an opportunity to perform on Music Matters 2015 event in Singapore. Listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Rapuh from Rini Wulandari. Enjoy the song.
Lapisan tipis air yang beku sentuhan lembut kan hancurkan aku. Walaupun cinta yang sempurna menghampiriku seketika, ku ingin kau tahu betapa rapuhnya lagi yang baru.
Listeners, that was a song entitled Rapuh, sung by Rini Wulandari. The song was popularized by Junior Arif. The song colored her second album, with most of her songs are upbeat. No wonder, Independent Girl Part 1 album was in the 10th hottest album in 2015. For Rini, music part of her life. Through song, she can express her feeling. According to her, human can unite through music. This album invites women to be independent. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to songs entitled All of My Heart and Independent Girl, sung by Rini Wulandari. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
If it ain't good enough, then maybe it ain't good enough for love. 'Cause I can only love you with all my soul. If it's just wasted all the way, because love is just a game you play. So go ahead and make up your mind if you wanna come and stay, or else just go and pick up your things and leave it here. Just let me be. So go ahead and make up your mind if you wanna come and stay, or else just go and pick up your things and leave it here. Just let me be. You had to bring the past. Thought you wanna let it go.
Please let me go.
I know that we made mistakes along the way, but you have never felt that you have grown. How could you have left me here alone?
So go ahead and make up your mind.
If you wanna come and stay,
I can only love.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan kasih muka, jangan kasih muka, jangan kasih muka.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Tentang diriku dan apa yang kuinginkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.